members of a Christian family murdered in Libya. Did you know you can distribute Bibles in China legally? And a ministry in Haiti's moving beyond the briefcase and home office. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Three members of a Christian family living in Libya are dead today after what's being called a religious attack. Voice of the Martyr spokesman, Todd Nettleton.
A Christian couple from Egypt was murdered in their home as well. Their teenage daughter was initially abducted from the home. Her body was found 2 days later. Three members of the family killed. There are two more daughters who were left.
The couple lived in Libya since 2001, serving in the medical field. The daughter had reportedly been threatened because she didn't wear a Muslim veil. Nettleton says serving Christ is risky. He's asking you to not only pray for the orphan survivors, but give to the Families of Martyrs Fund.
In situations just like this, provides financial help, education expenses, housing expenses, whatever the need is. And so many people choose to give to the Families of Martyrs Fund as a way of responding to situations like this.
Our website has links to that and more. Next, what do Pakistan and Sweden have in common? Arson. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says last week's mosque burning in central Sweden made Pakistani radicals pretty angry.
ISIS proponents ran with this, and they said, we will go after Christians in retaliation, even though there was really nothing to retaliate against. A church was attacked and burned. The local authorities failed to investigate this fire.
ISIS-related violence is causing more Muslims to question their faith. This is making them more open to people like FMI-supported pastors.
For someone even to openly question Islam right now, that says they're pretty serious about wanting to know the truth. We want to make sure that we're resourcing the pastors with the tools they need in order to answer those people's questions.
Visit missionnetworknews.org to see what that involves and how you can help. This is Mission Network News. Would you go to jail for your faith? How about being beaten up for it? Open Doors USA is reporting several people in Central Asia have been severely persecuted for believing in Jesus. One man was beaten up by radical Muslims. A woman who was arrested and fined for attending a secret church may lose her job. Neither person could go to police because they knew they wouldn't get any help. Pray their faith will grow stronger despite the persecution they're facing. Meanwhile, did you contribute to Bible distribution in 2014 by praying with or giving to Bibles for China? They want to thank you on behalf of rural Chinese Christians who received a Bible. As they look ahead to 2015 spring distribution, they're hoping you and others will partner with them again. Want to see these Bibles delivered? We'll tell you about future trips in our upcoming broadcasts. These trips are life-changing for you and for Chinese Christians who finally have a copy of the written word. And with the new year come new possibilities. Starfish founder Steve Edmondson says 2015 is a pretty key year for their ministry in Haiti.
We've reached a critical mass. We need to move beyond a briefcase and a home office, and we need to move so that God can take it to the next level.
In its first 4 years of existence, God used Starfish to do amazing things in the tiny island of Loganoff. You can read about him at missionnetworknews.org. Edmondson says even bigger things are lined up for 2015.
We're just going to grow beyond the bedroom office, so to speak, and into a more substantial, a more on-the-ground effective organization.
You can play a critical role in making all of this happen.
We can always use the financial gifts, but really, if we receive nothing but people on our side petitioning heaven for us, that would be the most awesome gift.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture prayer calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.